This episode of Trenton Waves is brought to you by...
That is the sound of snoring. And that is the sound of sleep apnea. Every night, millions of people stop breathing for more than 10 seconds for 10, 20, 30, even 80 times per hour while they sleep. And that's dangerous. If you're a sleep apnea sufferer and you don't use or even like your CPAP machine, then you're possibly putting your life at risk. My name's Dr. Kevin Mossman, and not only am I a board-certified sleep dentist, but I'm also a sleep apnea sufferer myself. At our office, I can help you with a custom-made mouth device that takes the place of your dreaded CPAP machine. I love mine because it's comfortable and super easy to use. It costs you nothing to learn more about this life-saving mouth device. So call me today for a free consultation at 732-655-6585. Again, 732-655-6585. Or visit us online at sleepdentistnj.com. Again, that's sleepdentistnj.com.
Are you ready?
It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, books, education, talent, events, of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank.
Yes, that's right. It is Frank Sasso, your host of the official, unofficial Trenton Podcast, Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Check us out. We are here with yet another episode of the Trenton Waves Podcast. And sitting with me today is a good buddy of mine, but he's also a Trenton fixture in the art scene, Mr. Tom Reeves. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Frank.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Looking good. I like that haircut.
Thank you. Yours too.
Thank you very much. Tom Reeves, you've been here like forever.
Yeah.
You're in Trenton. You born and raised in Trenton?
Yeah. I live a couple blocks away.
A couple blocks away from your studio.
Yep.
And your studio is where?
349 South Broad Street at the corner of Hamilton Avenue and Ferry Street.
Oh, so you got to go around the back.
Yeah, got to go around the back.
It says Tom Reeves Studio on the door.
Yes, it does.
Great door with the blue sign.
Yes.
So, hey, guys, if you want to see the door, it's actually on the website, TrentonWaves.com. Click on guests and then click on Tom Reeves' picture, and then you'll see his little gallery there of how to find his studio. And by the way, you have like four doorbells on your doorbell bank. So I rang all four of them.
Oh, did you?
Well, it says Tom Reeves. It takes up four buttons.
What?
Yes, I rang all of them. I don't know which one to ring. Which one worked? Which one doesn't work? I don't know.
I never heard anybody say that before.
I'll show you afterward what I'm talking about.
All right.
And you know what, Podcastia? You can see for yourself on the site, TrentonWaves.com. Click on guests. Click on Tom Reeves' picture. And then we'll right back to that. You'll see what I'm talking about. Your name takes up four doorbells. And so I rang all four. I don't know what to do. You didn't leave me instructions.
Well, it got to mine.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. What? The three other people are cursing me out right now. Who is that? How long have you been into art since you were a kid? What's up with that?
Yeah, been into art since I was a kid. My parents kind of laugh at me because I was always, when we would go on trips, I would always have a stack of paper in the car with me and pencils, and I'd always be drawing on trips. And I've just been doing art since as far back as I can remember. And my family has always encouraged me in it, too.
That's important.
Yeah.
You were probably one of those kids like me, because I'm also sort of an artist, who would, like, probably draw on the blackboards in grammar school and then get in trouble.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Or on the walls.
Or the walls. Wait, that's more Leon Rainbow's scene. I'm going to talk to him later. Painting on the walls, drawing on the walls.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean drawing on the walls?
Nothing.
No, you bring that up. You can't. No, you don't just throw that out there and say nothing.
No,
you're not going to get in trouble now. Anyway, the bathroom walls, what?
No.
What kind of walls?
No, just outside. Used to draw.
Oh, just like
outside.
Vandalism. Yeah, basically vandalism.
Yeah, basically. But with chalk.
Yeah.
Chalk.
Oh, well, chalk. Well, that's not... Okay, yeah. Well, chalk goes away in the rain.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't really count that as vandalism. Just trying to get Tom Reeves in trouble. Tell me about the beloved pork roll baby.
It's my honey baby.
Trenton's a big pork roll town.
Yes, it is. Scott Miller, if you know Scott Miller.
Scott Miller, sure, from Exit 7A.
Yeah, he's the pork roll king. He told me once that I was the only one promoting pork roll during a certain period of time. because of my whole pork roll artwork, which I have, you know, pork roll artwork. And I created this character named Pork Roll Baby. It's a pork roll in a diaper, and it looks really cute, and he sucks his thumb.
He has sort of like a bun, a man bun.
It's just a little tie, the tie
of the pork roll, but it could also double as a man bun.
I guess.
What, no? I don't know. I always thought it was some kind of man bun.
Or a woman bun. Pork Roll Baby might be a girl.
Well, what is Pork Roll Baby?
It's a guy. Because I would dress him up in all these different things. I dressed him up as a mammy.
A mammy.
That's kind of politically incorrect, but it was a great picture. You know, made him as all these different things.
Right.
Cowboy, I've done 2 different coloring books with Pork Roll Baby, and every page had Pork Roll Baby doing a different thing.
Really? Where do you get those? Where can somebody get those?
I think I'm out of them now.
You're out of them?
Yeah, because that was years ago.
Amazon or something.
It was years ago.
Dude, you got to put those on Amazon.
Okay.
Totally do that. We'll talk off the air about it.
All right.
Set that up. You hear that podcast here? Don't hold me to anything. I'm just talking to Tom. Any other development plans for Pork Roll Baby?
No, I haven't done anything with Pork Roll Baby in a while.
Dude, that is a hit. Pork Roll Baby is a hit.
Oh, that's right. You have a Pork Roll Baby.
Yeah, I have a Pork Roll Baby hanging in my home, going up the stairs. It's right there. You can see a picture of it. Podcast, if you want to check out Tom's guest page on TrentonWaves.com. It's a big pencil drawing the Pork Roll Baby.
Mm-hmm.
In color, which is weird because it's a black lead pencil. I love that. With a city skyline in the back. Very, very cool.
I haven't seen it in years.
It's at my house.
Right.
What are you trying to say? I don't invite you over?
No, you don't.
Again, we'll take that off the air. All right. Now, Podcastia is trying to think, why isn't he inviting him over? Listen, Podcastia, we let you know the things you need to know, and that's it, okay? All right.
You don't need to know why he doesn't invite me over.
One of the first pieces of Tom Reeves, and by the way, it's T-H-O-M, the H is silent.
Well, when you say Thomas, you don't say the H.
I don't call you Thomas.
And it's just, you cut the A-S off, and then you got Tom.
All right,
Actually, you remember the shoe store Tom McCann?
Yeah.
When I was in 8th grade, I saw the name Tom McCann. I said, hey, that's my name. And I thought it was a great way to write it. So I started writing it with a T-H-O-M.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I never knew that. See, that's what I love about this podcast. You learn something new every time you sit with someone that you think you know. It's a wonderful thing. The first piece of artwork I've seen of yours was the Trentadent toothpaste piece of work, which I thought was so cool. And again, you can see it online. It's such a cool, kind of a retro-ish, wish you were here postcard style piece. And I was wondering, what was the inspiration behind that? Because you have a whole line of things like that.
Yeah, I created the whole Trento line of artwork, which I've been doing since 2001. I started doing them even before I had a studio. But I decided to make an imaginary company that makes everything. Just makes these different
kind of
products.
Like an Acme kind of a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, and I'm going to call it Trento. Then I took the name Trento and I started mixing it with endings that kind of give the feeling for whatever it was I was advertising. So Trentadent, you know, dental.
Right.
I used Trentine gum to rhyme with dentine gum. Trently tea for like Tetley tea. It's funny, that's one of the names I came up with, but I never did a poster for that one.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen that one.
It just came to my mind, so.
Trento,
you know,
Swan, the swimwear.
Yeah, swimwear, right. Because she's doing a swan dive in the picture.
Right.
Trento lait milk, because lait is the French word for milk.
Oh, okay.
Trento lait.
Trento wrap, the turbans.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. My very first painting was Trento vino for wine.
Oh, okay.
I have a little Bacchanalian character holding a big bottle of wine with a glass in the background.
That sounds like right up my wife's alley.
Uh-huh.
Trento flora.
Trento flora.
And my favorite, which I'm still going to get my hands on this piece one day, Trento Tobacco.
Sure you
cigars.
Will.
Hey, stop saying sure I will. I want it. I just couldn't get it yet. Trento Tobacco cigars, grade A quality, the nose knows, and it's this guy holding up a cigar under his nose, and it looks like it could double as a mustache, and it's a wonderful piece. Again, here's the thing. I'm hesitant now to put that on the Trenton Waves Tom Reeves webpage because I don't want somebody buying that out from under me now.
Oh, it's available, everybody.
Thanks.
Frank hasn't gotten it yet, so if anybody wants it, snatch it out.
And there's also Trentotes.
Trentotes, yes.
The fashionable tote bags.
Yes.
Any other ones that we're missing?
Oh.
You really do have a whole line.
Oh, yeah. I've been doing it since 2001. Been
it's a great,
this whole series.
Niche. Did you ever do a gallery showing of just the Trento stuff?
Well, I had one here 2 years ago when I did my whole line of new paintings. But I've had shows at Reinhardt Fischer Gallery here in Trenton when it was here.
Right.
I was shown at the J&W Gallery in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
I had a couple Trento pieces there. But I also came up with a thing for Bucks County because it was in Bucks County.
Gotcha.
So I came up with Bucks Co.
Oh, nice.
Right behind you is Buck Slims, you know, for cigarettes.
Oh, for cigarettes. That looks great.
That idea of Bucks County didn't go over as well with other people, but I don't think people really got it. It works a lot better with Trento.
Yeah, I agree.
Also did New Yorker, New York, too. I came up with a company named New Yorker. The I'm a New Yorker company.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's why we have New York Knishes.
I was going to say, what is that?
Yeah.
New York Knishes.
And then we got New Yorker Rink.
Oh, yeah, look at it. Almost sounds like gnocchi.
Yeah, it does.
The Italian food gnocchi.
Uh-huh.
It's like a potato-based something. You are very much involved, obviously, in the art scene. I want to talk to you about doing like a whole Trento.com kind of a thing.
The city of Trento in Italy took Trento.com.
What are they doing? They're not doing anything with it.
No, they're not. I was going to call it Trento Worldwide.
Oh, that's
since
cool.
It's a company that does everything.
That's a great idea. And then you can take it worldwide on a web.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
As I was saying, you are really one of the first people I think about when I think art scene in Trenton.
Really?
And you really are. And I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here in front of me. I really mean that. Where do you see the art scene in Trenton a year from now?
I see it kind of going in its the normal direction it's going. I don't see it exploding more than it's exploding now. I do think it's exploding now. Just the whole thing with Art All Night and the thousands of people that come to Art All Night.
Sure.
And then it went into Art All Day. And Art All Day is growing every year as well. People are starting to come to Trenton for the arts.
Right.
You know, and I think it's going in a good progression. I don't know if something's going to happen, boom, that a million people are coming. But I do think it's growing over time. So I think within a year from now that it'll be on its regular path of growing.
What do you think then in 5 years?
It'll keep going because it has over years. Yeah, I think it will because when this building opened up that my studio is in, this building was made for artists and art studios. And when we first started, the entire building was artists in here. Hmm. And that's how we started having First Friday events. And that's actually how I got known by a lot of people was because they were coming through the building on First Fridays.
Oh.
And I think that's the time when the art scene started to move in Trenton.
Okay.
You know, and then there's just been all these developments, you know, and artists popping up as time goes on. So
right.
I think it's just been a really good progression over the years.
Right.
I think it's taken a long time,
okay,
but I think it is still moving. I think it's definitely still moving.
So then what would your dream scene look like?
I wish we could have like an Art All Night for a week, you know, and then still get the thousands and thousands of people coming. I also wish that we had a street that had galleries on it that people could come through, because Trenton has no galleries. For all the art scene that's here, there aren't any, like, single galleries.
Right.
You know, we had one that was
gallery
downtown.
Row or something?
That would be great, you know, where people could just go and look at art and see art and buy art.
Right.
Now it's just kind of hodgepodge. People know their artists that they like. They come for art all day and they can go around and see the different artists in their studios, which has been growing also. I think there's a lot more studios here than there used to be.
So like an artworks type of a thing could be on that gallery row.
Yeah.
Could be kind of affiliated with that somehow. That would be very cool. What's the painting you just want to do that you've just never really done before? For a client base.
I don't know how to answer that question. It would be nice for me to say that I want a client that says, do whatever you want, you know, and then I'll take it. But I've actually had that. Because of that, there were no stipulations, no anything. I didn't know what the heck to do. No. It took me the longest time to try and come up with something. Because she liked a certain painting, that one. And she said, I just want something.
Oh, the Hall of 1932?
Something colorful like that.
Okay.
And I ended up making her a painting that I wasn't too satisfied with. She loved it, but I wasn't satisfied
with it.
You know? But yeah, she has it. And I look at it and I'm thinking, it wasn't like it was my best. It was my best that I could do, you know, at the time. It's just the picture itself wasn't something that I necessarily liked.
But she paid you for it.
Yes.
And this is hanging somewhere and it's bugging you.
Yes. I try not to think about it.
You know, I used to work for this web design company, right? Uh-huh. And we would do these designs, and the client would pick their favorite design. Mm-hmm. Well, this one particular client, I wasn't crazy about this client, and, you know, they wanted to see what I could design. So I tried to design the worst-looking thing, and she winds up picking it.
And she loves it.
I'm like, oh, no, she picked mine. Now I gotta not only work with a client that I wasn't even cracked up to work with in the first place, but now I gotta maintain this horrible design throughout the process of this project. It was horrible. I feel your pain. I know what you mean. But you did it. I mean, you weren't trying to do a bad piece.
No, I'm not saying not it was a bad
piece. She loved it. You just, as the artist, you're like, you're not really. It's your piece because you know what you want it to be or not want it to be.
Yeah.
She loves it. She pays you. It's hanging up and there's nothing you can do about it.
I guess the one thing, dream client would be someone who comes in every so often, every on a schedule and says, I want you to do something, I want you to do something, I want you to do something. I actually have a couple customers like that.
Really? You have like your ideal clients.
I have,
you just want more of them.
I have a couple that has 11 paintings of mine. And I'm friends with them. I used to work with her. They just love my work.
Yeah.
I mean, and they came to one of my shows, the show that I had here, and there was a painting on the wall and somebody had just bought it, somebody who I have a prior commitment to. So
yeah.
So she bought it, and when they came in, they said, we want that. And I said, you know, I can't. It was already sold. And they were like, you had someone in here before us? You know?
Oh, man.
So that kind of, you know, made it a little sticky. You know, but I ended up painting another picture for them.
That's all.
You know, and they just keep getting paintings from me, and I love it.
Well, that brings up an interesting point. Let's say somebody comes in after hearing this podcast and buys my painting that I haven't bought yet. Would you then just do another one?
Yeah.
You can replicate that.
Yeah.
But it would still be an original.
It would, because it wouldn't be exactly the same. This painting here, Trentadent Toothpaste, I have painted 6 separate times because people see the picture and they want it.
This particular one?
That particular paint. That's actually number 6. And the first one looked different than that. The color was a dark background, and you could see the man she's hugging, you know, as a positive form, like, whereas that is ghosted.
No, I think this is cooler.
Yeah, I think that one's probably the best one that I've done.
Because just now, right before you said that, I said, oh, it's a guy's shoulder she's leaning on.
Oh, you never saw that before.
I never saw that. That is even cooler now. What? Podcast, you're going to enjoy looking at these pictures because it's like, not only do I learn something new all the time when I sit with a guest, but now I'm learning something new looking at artwork that I've seen 100 times before. That's awesome. Dude, I love it. To the aspiring artist out there, what is something you would want to say that's on your heart right now as an encouragement to that artist?
Make money. Not that the money is the most important thing in the world.
But it's right up there with oxygen.
For an artist, it's nice to do artwork for yourself, but make it a business so you don't have to work for someone else.
Mm.
I mean, make it so that your art, your talent, your gift pays you because that's why it was given to you, so you could flourish from it.
Amen, brother. I like that. That is very cool. It's like one thing, you paint a picture, someone says, oh, how pretty that is, how nice. When they give you money for that painting, it's automatically, okay, somebody values this painting and values my work, and it's like validating.
Yeah, it is.
When you sold your first painting, you must have been like on the moon.
It was actually this painting. But
it was the Trentadent.
It was a Trentadent painting, yep. And I sold it upstairs in my studio. And I didn't know what to do with myself. I was shaking. I couldn't even take the woman's money right because I was nervous. And oh my gosh, she wants this painting. It was incredible. My sister was there. She's like, calm down.
You know? Nicole.
Yes. Yes. She's like, calm down. What is wrong with you?
That is funny. It's like, whoa, someone's paying me for this?
Yeah.
It really is fascinating, it's amazing, it's validating, it's humbling,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And you can actually say, I'm a professional artist.
Yeah.
Someone paid me for a piece of my work, I'm a professional artist. That is so cool.
Yes, it is.
Love it. I'll never forget the first time I got paid to draw something. Make money. That is a good, because you know what, when you're broke, really, it sucks being broke.
Yes,
and also, you can't help anybody.
That's true.
Someone needs $40, you give them $40. It's like, it's good to help people.
Yeah,
right?
It is. It feels good. I have bipolar illness, and it's something that's affected my life since I was a teenager. And I've found a way that I can use my artwork to address it for other people. So I'm creating a course called Painting Peace, Painting Through Depression with Scripture. So I'm actually teaching people how to paint pictures that are inspired by Bible verses.
That's so cool.
So I'm working on that online. I actually built a page on Facebook, Painting Peace.
Okay.
But I haven't gotten anybody on it yet because the course isn't finished. But I started doing videos on YouTube, so you can look up Tom Reeves Painting Peace, and there's a couple videos that I'm starting.
Paint in peace or painting peace?
Painting peace.
P-E-A-C-E?
Yes.
Okay, Painting Peace on YouTube. On Facebook, is it going to be a closed group, or is it something that anybody could just go to?
It was originally going to be a closed group. I started doing videos where I'm talking about a scripture verse and talking about depression as I paint this, you know, and I have that on the YouTube. So I'm thinking about doing that so that people that like this can go to the Facebook and, you know, show what they do, see what I do, you know, but I haven't gotten going yet because I started as a closed group for people that bought the course, but I haven't finished the course yet.
Okay. That's a great idea. Talk about niche. That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool. Painting peace. Because if you say it fast, it sounds like paint in peace.
Paint in peace.
Right? Which is basically what's happening too. As a result of using scripture verses in the work. That's, I love it. That really, very moving. I feel very moved right now. Very
cool.
No, I really do. It's very, it's just impacted me just now. Very, very cool. Tom.
Yes.
Where can people find out more about you, all things Tom Reeves?
On my website, www.tomreeves.com. That's Tom with an H and Reeves with an A. That's all my information.
So TOMREAVES.com. They really want people to find you. Just throw another couple of letters in there that make no sense. Have no business being there. Well, Tom, it was a pleasure having you on the show, my man.
It was a pleasure being here.
Well, that's awesome. I'm sure I will see you around town. Until next time, Sasso out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at trentonwaves.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer and you don't use or even like your CPAP machine, then you're possibly putting your life at risk. My name's Dr. Kevin Mossman, and not only am I a board-certified sleep dentist, but I'm also a sleep apnea sufferer myself. At our office, I can help you with a custom-made mouth device that takes the place of your dreaded CPAP machine. I love mine because it's comfortable and super easy to use. It costs you nothing to learn more about this life-saving mouth device, so call me today for a free consultation at 732-655-6585. Again, 732-655-6585. Or visit us online at sleepdentistnj.com. Again, that's sleepdentistnj.com.